Let me pray. Lord, I thank you so much for words that remind us of the greatness of your grace. God, I pray that as we look at your word this morning, we would get a glimpse of your glory, God, and that would lead us to worship you more. In Christ's name, amen. If you have your Bibles, please take it and turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9. Today, as we remember Jesus in the taking of the Lord's Supper, we're going to be looking at Revelation 5, 9. Here we see the worthiness of Jesus. Jesus alone is worthy. Please read with me in verse 9. As they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and nation and people and nation." This passage is all about the worth of Jesus. Jesus alone is worthy. The first thing that we need to know about this verse is that there is a weightiness found in the word worthy. To be worthy is to have a certain gravity. It means that you're able to be measured up against and found equal to whatever you're being associated with. We all understand the idea of value because we use it every day when we decide what to buy, what to do, what to like. When we read this passage, we see that Jesus has worth. Jesus has value, but what is he worthy of? Look at verse 9. "Worthy are you," here it is, "to take and to open the scroll," or the book. What is so great about being able to take and open a scroll? There are a few overarching things about this particular scroll that point to the worthiness of Jesus. First, when you look back at verses 2 to 4 of this chapter, you see a strong angel called out. He asked for all of, he called out to all of creation, looking for the one who was worthy to open the scroll. No one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was found worthy. The call went out, a search was made from top to bottom. No one in heaven, no one on the earth, and no one that was on the earth but is now under the earth was found worthy to open this scroll. Jesus alone is worthy here. Second, the scroll itself shows us that God's will is set and that it is what he wills that matters. It is the authority of God himself that has declared these things shall happen. The scroll points us to the supremacy of Jesus. Jesus spends the next 5 chapters of Revelation breaking these very seals. So if you want to get a better idea of the significance or the weightiness of this scroll, I'd encourage you to read from here all the way through chapter 11. In there we see that the significance of the scroll highlights the worthiness of Jesus. Jesus is the only one who has authority to bring all creation and all of the created to their preordained reckoning. The future is not uncertain when it comes to the just judgment of sin, and the judge will be Jesus alone. This makes me ask a question. What makes Jesus worthy? First, he was slain. Look down. The answer in God's word here is simple. Jesus is worthy because he was slain. The idea as a whole, though, is very mind-blowing. This is the Jesus that Colossians 1 says created all things. He holds all things together. He was before all things, and he presently rules all things. This is the Jesus who's holy. This is the second person of the Trinity who always was and always will be. He knows all, he rules over all, and he is worthy. Why is he worthy here? He's worthy because he was slain. But his death was neither aimless nor ineffectual. There's a second reason that Jesus is worthy here. He's worthy because he purchased a people. He purchased a people for God. He purchased a people with his blood, which meant he had to condescend and become a man. Jesus had to take on flesh and blood so that it could be shed for his people. And he purchased them from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. In contrast to Jesus' worthiness here, we see that his people had nothing that would make them distinguishable from anyone in the whole world before Jesus purchased them. As we prepare our hearts, let us think, what were Jesus' people worthy of? You were worthy of judgment, for you were, from your heart, a sinner and rebellious. I was fundamentally one who did not value Jesus, but myself. All people are born not pursuing the glory of Christ, the worthy one, but pursuing the things they deem worthy, namely themselves. Jesus' worth will be declared for all time, because he who had worth gave his life to purchase those who had none. The gravity and the weightiness of Jesus is on perfect display when we remember our Lord's body crushed and blood spilled to ransom those he purchased. Christians, take and eat and drink, and remember the worthiness of the one in whom you have trusted. As you examine yourself, Christian, remember the worth of the one who was slain on your behalf, who purchased you with his blood. If you see sin, turn and trust in Christ. As you submit yourself to the worthiness of Jesus, in repentance and faith, eat and drink. If you're here and you cannot say that Jesus is your Lord, we are very thankful that you are here. And I would like to plead with you today. Look to the loveliness and the worthiness of Christ. Turn from your sin and trust in his goodness. Just judgment of sin is coming. The day is fixed. But perhaps you've been given today so that you will not know the judgment of God. Perhaps you've been given today so that you'll know his mercy. If you have any questions, please come to speak to me or the one who brought you here or any of the elders, and we'd be happy to answer your questions and talk to you about Jesus. As the bread and juice come down the aisles, please pass them by at this time, as it is a time for believers to remember Christ. As the men come forward to pass out the bread and juice, please eat and drink on your own as you remember that Jesus alone is worthy.